All right, so we're here today talking about web standards. What's going on with web standards today? Well, a lot of things. You got CSS 3, you got HTML 5, you got a little jQuery, you got Safari 4, you got WCAG 2. I don't know if any of you heard of your old WCAG 2, but you better look at it. If you're gonna be doing anything on the web these days, you gotta do the WCAG. Gotta know what that's all about. And then basically, a whole lot of things going on. So today I just wanted to talk about a couple of those things. We're gonna talk about CSS 3 today on the show. We've only got 2 minutes left. If you don't know what CSS 3 is, you gotta learn that first, because I'm not here to tell you every little thing about every other little thing, because, that's just not what I do. So you gotta fucking just chill the fuck out. Go read up on CSS 3. A lot of cool shit happening with that. Can't use it yet. It's pointless. Because, no fucking body knows what the hell's going on with, support and as far as browsers are concerned. I mean, if you're familiar with a web browser, which, you may or may not be, but they don't even really support the CSS 2 that well, which is the current recommendation from the W3C. But a lot of cool features with CSS 3. You got rounded corners. You got some animations. You got some shadows. You got some border images, multiple background images, and just a lot of cool stuff to clutter up your website and make it look even shittier than it does now. A lot more flashy bullshit for the CEO. Makes those marketing guys happy. Makes those marketing guys happy. Lots of flash, pizzazz. Sexy it up for me, will you? Come on, let's make it look a bit flashier. Alright, well, that's all we got time for today. That means it's time to come to an end. So basically, I hope you've learned a lot about CSS 3 today and web standards. Because it's pretty fucking important, It's probably, more important than my wife's pregnancy. But that's another show. Till next time.